This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, dot com.
All right. God, I love it. That's a great topic. It's a great topic because, okay.
Don't tell me why it's a great topic. Right. I don't think it's a great topic.
It's gotten you involved.
I'm now uninvolved. I'm uninvolved.
I think we've just done a show, actually. So I have a funny feeling that this will be a famous outtake. Hi, I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Shoup.
And I'm Marcia Fulmer, and we are Theater Geeks.
Hello. Welcome to Theater Geeks, the podcast about community theater and the performing arts. We were having a heated discussion about accents just a moment ago, so I thought I'd throw that little stupid thing
was
in there.
Was that an accent?
We are. I don't know what that was. I actually don't know what that was. It was like an
I
accent,
don't
or
either,
no, it was more of an affectation.
That's very good.
There we go. We're joined again by Robert J. Miller, who actually just sort of sat around for 5 minutes while we took a little break, and is still here. Robert J. Miller, the actor who is appearing in
will be appearing
in Fiddler on the Roof starting July 16th. At Warsaw's fabulous Wagon Wheel Playhouse. Welcome back again.
Hello.
Hello. There's another affectation. There we go. Thank you. What's your affectation today, John?
Hello.
I don't
know. I've got the
Marcia,
squiggy.
Do you have one
I've
for
got
us?
The squiggy affectation today.
I think Hello. You do. No, I think you do, but you did. She won't share
Thank
it with
you.
Us anyway.
You want
anyway.
To do the All show right. that way? I can do it that way.
I'll say what my mother used to say: "Be careful, or it'll stick like that."
Oh, that's right. That's you know. True. They were. That was a lie, too, though. That
I
was
know
the problem. It was
I
a big lie. It was like a cross-eyed thing.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
We came up with a topic a little while ago and discovered that it was actually pretty interesting because it started a little heated discussion.
I actually saw a line like drawn right down the table, just
right down the table. There we go. Yes, it was. What it is is that I recall reading, and I cannot remember who said this or wrote this, but it had to do with the problem with theater today, that it is always better to have more theater. Basically, the point was it's better to have more theater. In fact, it's even better to have more bad theater because technically you also end up with more good theater sort of just because of the percentages, maybe.
That's garbage.
And and Bob and I did not think that was garbage. So the big debate is garbage or not garbage.
And I think now you know.
Now you know where the debate is coming from.
That's no fair because John's not going to talk, so it's two against one.
I said I wouldn't get in the middle of this conversation, but I will if I need to. But I don't even have a bell to ding or anything like that. Like, okay, and now, Marcia, your turn. So we're just going to have. It's going to be a free-for-all. I do have punching bags and boxing gloves in the costume room if we need
there
them.
There we go. But so Marcia thinks that's – why do you think that that's an appropriate thought?
I think there's a validity to it because I do think, like we were saying, if it was Sound of Music, which –
Now we're talking about a specific Sound of Music.
Yes, the one that was on
NBC. Okay.
Oh yeah, well, that's where this sort of came from. Yes,
that's what started it.
And technically, that's not theater; it's television. It's live television, but it's not theater. But
it has similarities to theater.
Well,
but there's still something to be said for being in a live theater.
Live theater.
Right, right. There was no audience.
It's a completely different experience. Yeah.
Right, right.
But you know, does that help? I think it does, even though I thought it had glaring problems, but it might get someone to go see a live production, a theater production of Sound of Music
right.
or some other show. And that's the point I think we're agreeing on.
That's right. And I also think that even if you expose someone to theater that is perhaps less than stellar live, for example, that it can get people curious and interested in maybe going to see something else. Eventually, they will see something that is better.
Yes.
And they will be able to make a comparison if they have any interest at all. And Marcia's shaking your head. Why?
Why do you think seeing something bad would make somebody want to go back and see it all again?
Well, because if it's the only thing they're familiar with, they
just wouldn't go.
Well, if they thought that was good, if they see a production that is not terribly good, but they are excited by it anyway because they don't have anything to compare it to, they're going to see something to compare it to eventually.
Well, how will they know how to compare it?
That's
what I'm saying.
But it's all
if you see
personal.
Bad and think it's good. Then what are you going to see? Think if you see something that's good. Oh, my God, this is a miracle.
OK, but
I mean, come on. They're not going to know good from bad. I know that for a fact. I have seen too many people in this area accept really bad for good. And it makes me a little ill, frankly.
Okay.
I have. I'm sorry. I see people stand up and cheer, and I think this is the worst piece of crap I've seen.
Oh,
for
I know.
A long time.
But you know why they do that, and why they do it in our theater, even when the play is good, or you know, or even if it's a good show. We've talked about ovation inflation.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You know, people stand up, and they stand up because it's their kid in the show. Or their relatives.
There's no kids in the show.
Or maybe when they're your kid. Or somebody they know.
But how are you going to know if it's a bad production? How are they going to know if they ever see a good one? They have no judgment.
And that is my, if you only have one community theater in your area, for example, and they're all the performances are a little iffy, you know, will you ever know if you're seeing good theater if that's only all you ever see?
But are you happy? I mean, it is subjective.
What does that
Are you
matter?
Truly?
What I'm are saying, you happy?
No, I didn't think that was part of this.
That's comment. All they see. If all they see is so-so or bad theater, and they really enjoy it, and they never see good theater because they have no other good theater to go see.
Well, yeah.
What's the harm in that? At least they enjoyed it. And, well, good and bad is subjective.
That
what
is.
What you think is subjective. Great, other people may not like. So the
you
point is.
You may not like a production, but that has nothing to do with whether it's a good production or not.
It you might have something to do with whether or not you say it's a good production or not, though.
I don't understand what you're getting at there. If you say it's a good production.
You may say it's a bad production because you don't necessarily like that style of acting or that production.
No. When I cover a show, if it's a farce, I put it right out there. I hate farce. It's stupid. One word, one sentence in the first 5 minutes and the whole play goes away. But audiences love it. And if it's well produced and well acted and well paced, I can enjoy it even if I don't like it.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I know. Okay. Thank you, David.
But that's why you do this professionally. Not everybody's like that.
Well.
But, and maybe is that the other thing that we need to talk about, though, which is if you don't necessarily know what bad theater is.
Right.
Because you've seen such great theater. I mean, even if so, maybe people don't judge theater the way we do as theater people.
Well, and we were kind of talking about that at breakfast during pre-show prep.
Our
show prep over bacon and eggs.
But the
bacon and eggs prep. We were talking about the fact that we are people who have all directed or have a lot of experience and acted everything
else.
We go
to see shows
It's
as
hard
much as we can.
For us to even go to a show and not kind of look at, you know, the dirty underside of it and see, pick things that, well, I wish they hadn't done that.
But I also think that we are in a better position to judge if a production overall is a good production or really bad.
Right. But somebody who doesn't necessarily have that experience, who's just a regular person coming in off the street to see a show, doesn't necessarily know what would be a good or bad. Then
that really upsets me, John, because I just would hate to think that we are going on forever and ever, amen, standing up and giving standing ovations to bad theater.
And I do think, and I will say this too, though, I think that there are people, you know, when you walk into a musical, as long as you have any kind of ear at all, and it doesn't, you don't have to be a decent performer, you don't have to have been a director or whatever. All you have to do is be a person who has an ear. You can know if a person's not singing well. You can know, and you know when a person's not, I can't imagine you don't know when a person's not acting well. But maybe again, I'm just jaded because I've done this for 30 some years.
I think a lot of people don't know that either sometimes. But I think
that's really bad.
Well, I know it is, but you know, but it's, you know, hey, oh gee, it's my cousin Mickey up there, you know, and that's what, you know, he walked on and gave a few lines, and I'm excited.
That's really sad.
Well, you know, it's the River City Boys Band complex. That's it.
Yeah.
you know? And it's like, yeah,
actually,
that's my Ralphie out there, you know, and that's all it takes. I don't think that's necessarily bad, because maybe the purpose in that particular thing is different. But getting back to the point of whether you want bad theater, more bad theater also begets more good theater, is kind of part of the point that we were kind of making.
I don't see how.
Okay.
Because
more productions are being done and people are learning. Yeah.
I think if somebody sees a bad production, and why would they go back? I mean, especially today when money's kind of tight.
They don't know any better.
Well,
that's really saying all your audiences are stupid idiots.
Okay, but if I go, okay, so let's take me off the street.
Good.
I go to
finally.
All right.
Come on, David.
Joe Yokel. I go to the play and I see a play that is, you know, not terribly good, whether it's the writing or the acting or whatever it happens to be. And I think, oh, that's pretty good. I might come back. If the next show is better and there's something more to it, I have an experience from before to compare it to, I may actually raise my standards. And okay. that's a good thing.
It is, David. Theoretically, that's wonderful. In actuality, if you see a bad show, yeah, a really crummy bad show, why would you ever want to go back and do that again?
Because I don't know it's crummy. That's the whole point. So if I'm seeing theater that isn't very good, and yet I have something about it intrigues me, and I enough to go back, then I have something to compare it to.
If you go into a theater and see people who can't act on a set that looks like you know what,
well,
and you can't tell that that's bad, then
well, I will concede there's a lower limit. I will concede that there's a lower limit.
There's a lower limit.
Yeah, there's a point. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
Okay, but if it's bad but not boring, if I'm not bored, that's the big test.
I've been bored when it's been good sometimes.
Well, that's true.
Okay, grant this. You have seen bad shows that had good performances.
Absolutely.
Well, that's what we're saying. It could be a bad show, but there's good performances, and that might be what hooks that first-time theater goer to come see. No,
you're saying the overall thing is bad. You're saying the overall thing is bad.
I guess
acting, script, everything is just bad.
Okay, but overall, do you think that going to no theater at all is better than going to
bad theater? I don't know, because I happen to think if you see really bad productions, it's going to turn you off. Because let's face it, David, all you have to do anymore is put your butt in a chair and turn on the television.
Well, that's
okay. True. To go to a live theater, you have to get up, you have to get dressed, hopefully in something more than flip-flops and Bermuda shorts. And you have to drive to wherever the theater is. You have to plunk down good hard-earned money for a ticket and then sit through two and a half hours. You know, there has to be something that makes you want to go through all that. And the thought of seeing another bad production, to me, just doesn't do it.
You think the level of work required doesn't incentivize people to go?
Exactly.
And I'm sorry you don't like my dress code, but
well, could argue there.
No kidding.
So there's an I would argue with Marcia though, is that for me right now, although yes, I do wear jeans from time to time, but I have gone to Wagon Wheel Theater in my flip flops and shorts and a nice shirt because it's hot, but it's also for me, it's about. And for anybody, still getting butts in the seats and having people come. And if they're comfortable, if that's how they're comfortable, as long as they're not indecent, I want them there. I want them enjoying the theater. That's what, I mean, even churches anymore have gone that way. And we've had that discussion in the past.
I think it's terrible.
But do you guys think that more theater, though, is important? More arts in general is important, even if it's like all good?
Yeah.
So the more, do you think that helps with the market for the arts? If there's more arts in a community, does it help the market instead of hurting it?
Well, it's a double-edged sword. You can have too much and you don't sell as many tickets to each individual show or performance or whatever event it happens to be. But
possibly,
I think that sort of maybe to some degree supports the point that yes, the more there is, the more discerning maybe your audience gets, and they learn from seeing a lot more stuff.
If they good choose or to bad, if they choose to go to other organizations' performances,
that well,
they have to be willing to experience other theaters than in the area,
right? Yeah,
and I think that's what makes the discerning theater goer then would be that, you know, if they're only seeing bad, but they say I'm going to risk on another theater. And then they go to that other theater and maybe finally they see a good show.
Right.
Then they can, maybe then that is worth the bad theater.
Maybe then they know what the bad is bad.
Yeah. And then they would know bad is bad.
Yeah.
They're going to go to this.
Yeah.
Theater. Can you have fun at a bad show?
Yes.
I mean,
Marcia, you've never done that.
But it's an evil kind of bad that sends us straight
to the Is evil bad or wholesome bad,
but
Marcia?
It's a fun
and I will pay
kind
for it
bad.
Eventually.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. But, you know, and here's the thing, Marcia would say, oh, John, you're being mealy mouthed. I can almost always find something good about even a bad production.
John.
You know, I'm almost always find one good performance I can,
Well, that's true.
And I don't mind going, I mean, I have seen mediocre, I mean, just kind of middle of the road performances as well, you know, like shows, which, you know, then I don't feel anything bad or good. I just think, you know, it was a show. You know, and I don't feel like I wasted my money on it. So,
well, okay. I think in community theater anyway, you're more likely to see mediocre or bad than you are to see really good.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion. Mm. Now, if you're paying to see professional theater, then you really got to be critical and say, am I getting my money's worth?
Right.
Yeah.
Because today you're going to pay through the nose to see.
Well, especially if you're going
theater.
To Chicago or somewhere like that to see a show.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's embarrassing as somebody, I'll add on to that, as someone who's been an Equity member for almost 20 years now, it is embarrassing. I will say I have seen Equity productions that were just like pulling teeth. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And it's like, how dare
Equity
you,
doesn't guarantee.
How dare you go in front of an audience, make them pay and do this. It's rarer, I will say that, and proudly of my union, but I have seen it. And it's, as you say, when it's professional, there's a whole different score sheet for professional production.
Absolutely.
Right.
In a community theater.
And you can be really, I mean, I can be really kind about some really bad productions and have been frequently because people are giving their time and their effort and they're doing their best. Now, just because their best is crummy, you know, I don't.
Well, the mission on community theater is different than,
thank you, Father Dave.
Than the.
He just put on his solemn hat. Go.
But I will still say, though, if you're a community theater.
Oh, dear.
I just lost
Go
it.
Go ahead. No.
But no, I mean, even I still say to all performers and technicians and directors and music directors that you still, even if it's, you still need to do it, even if it's bad.
That's right.
Do an amazing
get your
experience.
Butt out there. Do something. Get in front of an audience.
And you're doing the best you can. Have fun and just enjoy the experience.
Sometimes you learn more from the bad than the good.
Yeah.
Well, that's true, too.
That's true.
You know, and possibly the only good thing I can see coming out of bad is that somebody in the audience is sitting and thinking, God, I could do better than that. And then they'll be there next time.
There you go.
There is that.
So get off your butts. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Come on, people. Get off your butts. Join a community theater.
Yes, absolutely.
Darn it.
We would love to hear from our listeners
to
which side of this argument you happen to be on. Is bad theater better than no theater? Should there be more bad theater to try to do that encourages people to come and raise their standards over time? Does that even happen? As Marcia says, no. Or does it? I mean,
Don't forget, it's two against one.
Yeah, that's right.
Myself.
We were
because John's kind of neutral over here, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well,
John's neutral.
John's freaking Switzerland over
John
here.
John is. Oh, yeah.
I will.
Made you freaking Switzerland.
I am going to say though that I don't know of any community theater that has that I have gone to that has consistently great shows.
Right.
Oh no.
That
you're
there
right.
are some
you're
community theaters
right.
that are mediocre. And great. And there are some community theaters that are bad to mediocre.
Right.
But I've never, and sometimes great, and some that are just bad. But I can't say that there's one community theater that I know of that does, that produces on a consistent level great shows all the time.
No.
Sometimes you're going to get a bummer. Mm-hmm. So I will agree with the audience members out there, stick with the theater too. You know, go ahead
and use it as a learning experience.
And learn every show.
So you can learn what's good and what's not good.
There you go. So let us know. Use our contact form on the website to get back to us and give us your side of this very important earth-shaking argument. So, and also remember to stop by our store at theatergeeks.com/store, where we have hats, cups, and mugs. And you like
teddy bears.
I really like teddy bears, coffee mugs.
Yes.
There you go.
But my Keurig won't take the coffee. I have a coffee mug at home, but it's like a 10-ounce in my Keurig.
Yeah, the big coffee mugs don't go in my Keurig.
Little ones and pour it into your big one.
Actually, yeah, that's true. I have a taller Keurig at home that will handle it.
Are we giving them free plugs?
There's a shorty and a tall mug, as well as there's a little set of matching coffee cups.
I have Nespresso, so let's get that in there if anybody's going to get a freebie.
There we go.
Oh, hey, thanks, Bob, for coming again.
Thank you for coming again, Bob.
Nice to have you here.
And arguing. Come back when you want to fight again.
We're discussing.
There you go. There you go. And good luck with Fiddler on the Roof this summer.
Yes, we will.
Let's see what else. Oh, be sure you can listen. You can listen to us on iTunes. You can listen to us on Marcia's favorite
Apple TV podcast.
Apple TV, the podcast app. You can listen to us, of course, which is iTunes essentially, and you can also get us on the Blueberry Network. That's blueberry with no e's .com. We are located there. We are also on Stitcher Smart Radio and also TuneIn Radio, which I think I failed to mention last time. And remember, you are listening to one of the top 20 podcasts about theater in the country. So please don't ever forget that. And tell your friends and communicate with us. And I think it's time to sign off.
I wish more people would send us topics and stuff.
I do.
Send us some more topics. That's right. If you like this debate, give us another great debate. That's really fun.
Yes.
So that's it from us. Thanks again to Bob for being with us. I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Shoup.
And I'm Marcia Fulmer. And we are Theater Geeks.
Music for Theater Geeks was provided by MusicAlley.com.
Theater Geeks is a production of the Dufour Creative Network.